Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 27 today, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6. David goes on and he says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord." Now, as great a king as David was, he still had a lot of enemies. Some actually within his own house. But as powerful as David was, with as much authority as he had at his disposal, being a king, he trusted in God to be his defense, not himself. You look closely, he says, when evildoers come up against me, he doesn't say, "I'm going to get them back," or "I'm going to do this," or "I'm going to do that." No, he says, "I'm going to turn to the Lord. It is the Lord who takes care of me. It's the Lord who protects me. The Lord is my light and salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Folks, too often today, we want to act like God can't. We want to act like God can't defend himself and or us. And we take things into our own hands. The scripture is very, very clear that we're not to do that. In Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, the scripture says this. It says, "Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we can be confident and say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Yet what we do is when trouble comes and adversaries come against us and enemies come against us, we have a tendency to think that God can't take care of us and he can't protect himself or us. And then we try to defend ourselves. Oh, we have suits and we have all different things that we do, lawsuits and things. Well, listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. It says, "When one of you has a grievance against another, does he dare go to law before the unrighteous instead of the saints? Or do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you not incompetent to try trivial cases? Do you not know that we are to judge angels? How much more then matters pertaining to this life? So, if you have such cases, why do you lay them before those who have no standing in the church? I say this to your shame. Can it be that there's no one among you wise enough to settle dispute between the brothers? But brother goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers. To have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. Why not rather suffer wrong?" Did you catch that? Why not rather suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded, but you yourselves wrong and defraud even your own brothers? And David had all these enemies and he didn't seek to get them back. He turned to the Lord. How many of us today are taking things into our own hands? We think that God can't take care of us. Folks, turn to the Lord. Trust in him. Actually, if you remember Psalm 23, it said this, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord." Again, David says, "The Lord's my shepherd. I shall not want. Even if everybody's out to get me, I'm going to be okay because God's got me, and I turn to him." David even had a chance to take things into his own hands and kill Saul, who was out to get him, when Saul went into the cave that David was hiding in. And David actually cut a piece of his robe to show, "I could have killed you." And then he felt guilty even about that, and rightly so. It's the Lord who's going to defend us, not ourselves. I hope this helps some people out there today. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.